Welcome to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey everybody, this is Bobby.
Episode 173, season 4. What episode is season 4?
17.
17
overall.
He was quizzing me before we started.
I was like,
this.
Do the math, JD.
No,
I'm not.
I'm not doing the math.
He's not a math major.
I'm not doing the math. I don't have an abacus in front of me.
abacus? Is that how old you are? You're dating yourself to an abacus?
So? What are you trying to say? We have a fun podcast for you today. I'm very excited about the band I'm featuring. The song you may or may not like, but I'm excited about the band as I found them today for the very first time.
Very first time, and you're bringing them to us.
Do
you remember what happened when I did that? Remember when I had the song, but I didn't listen to the song?
Okay, it was the band. Okay, you didn't listen to the song. Why would you bring something to the people?
Because the band I was so excited about. I love the band, and I was like, oh, it's their new one. It can't be bad. And then we played it, and my mouth just dropped. I was like, crap.
Why would you bring something to the people that you haven't vetted first?
Well, I'm saying the same thing at you right now. Have you listened to their entire catalog or just this song?
I have listened to everything they've recorded. Today, I've listened to every single thing that they've recorded.
All right.
And I will say the song I'm featuring isn't the best song that they have, but it's off the new album that's coming out.
Okay.
So I'm excited to talk about that. There's been a lot going on, let alone, you know, we've got hockey playoffs, mm-hmm. NBA playoffs, the draft. We got to catch up.
A lot of stuff. A lot of headlines we need to rip through.
Headlines. I have an exciting game show for you.
Yeah?
I do.
Do you got a new game show voice, or is this going to go regular voice?
I don't do voices.
The listeners know this, but you do give valiant efforts to your voices.
I do. I will say I had written a full game show. I was very excited about this game show. And I
wrote
it out
full
with
game show.
I did.
I had the set design down. We had our host. We had a Vanna White.
I had a key grip already hired. A best boy was hauling the courts. So I gave a buddy of mine the show. I'm like, this is a great show. 13 items on it. He went 13 for 13.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I need a new show. So I've got a different show.
You wrote a completely other show.
A whole different show. Wow. So I'm very excited about that. But let's talk beer, Bobby. What you got?
I'm drinking a Royal Weiss Ale. It's by Sly Fox. Craft brewed in Pennsylvania. You know, our favorite beer in Pennsylvania is?
In Pennsylvania? Yingling.
Yeah. But they're doing this Pottstown, Pennsylvania Sly Fox. Not bad. It's a good wheat beer. It's unfiltered Bavarian-style wheat beer brewed with German pils, wheat malts, hopped with German Northern Brewer hops, medium-bodied, tannin color, fruity. It is a little, there's a little fruit hint to it. Like
a lot of wheats do.
I could say, yeah, a lot of them you're like, oh, let's throw a slice of orange in there. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. This one would do well with a slice of orange in it, but it's a good summertime beer.
You like it?
What do you got?
I've got a Graysail Brewing Company of Rhode Island, a beer all the way from Rhode Island that fans sent. It's their Flying Jenny. It's an extra pale ale. And again, this is from Westerly, Rhode Island. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I did get a bunch of beer. One I just totally did not like, so I made sure you had that earlier today.
Thank you.
But this isn't bad, and I also had it. And big thank you to one of our listeners, More Old Chub. I had this last
week.
That's
good stuff.
From Oscar Blues Brewery out of Colorado. Great stuff. But yeah, some good, bad, and ugly with the beer this week.
Well, when we come back, we're going to get into the good, bad, and ugly of the headlines that are facing us right now.
You're by my side. Hey, I felt pity when they turned out the light. I didn't know just what was going on when all my guts were telling me to run.
And we're back, Bobby. It is time for headlines, and we have to determine who goes first. And what do I got here?
I have a
coin.
Double-sided coin.
You're going to call it in the air.
Okay.
If you lose, you go first.
Sounds good enough. I feel like there's something weird going on here.
No.
All right. You just dropped it right on the floor. That's what it's heads. It's heads. So.
All right. I go first.
All right. What do you got?
Riff from the headlines. Legit is canceled.
All right, this probably means nothing to you.
I've watched a lot of commercials for it, and yeah. Every commercial, I'm like, that looks hilarious.
It is FX and FXX. No need for two, but but they've become the home for dark comedies. I mean, it's always
Louis
Sunny.
On there?
Louis's on there. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is on there. Wilfred is on there. Legit is on there. And Legit is in its second season. It really has found its legs as a show. It's Jim Jeffries' show. It's got DJ Qualls in it as well, who you'd know from other. He's been in a bunch of movies like Road Trip and stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It finally really reached something with its second season. There, it goes to really dark places, but it finds humor in those dark places, and that's what FX and FXX, I feel like they do. They bring out that humor that not a lot of other networks are willing to let a person go there. And now they cancel. I can't believe after the second season they canceled it.
And FX and FXX are networks that keep shows long.
Yeah.
They really do. What, DJ Qualls is his name?
Yeah.
Google his wife.
Really?
It's telling you.
DJ Qualls.
DJ Qualls.
He's got a...
Just Google his wife.
Okay.
So, anyway, what do you got,
bud? All right, let's see what I think we have the same headline here. Olivia Munn and Aaron Rodgers are an item. I actually put this as well. I said Olivia Munn to be blamed / credited with Packers downfall / dominance.
So they're dating now, which is a big deal. She's, I think she dated an actor.
Okay. I thought she's
might have dated an athlete, but yeah, now they're an item. I want to know how do they date? She lives in LA. He lives in Green Bay.
Well, he's from California.
He is from California.
So off-season, maybe off-season. Spend some time.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. But hey, more power to him. She's a looker.
She is going to warm up that stadium. If she's there on the cold weather days, you won't need that seat warmer.
Well, and there came questions about his whole orientation this past year.
Yeah, and he went to the radio even to address it.
Yeah, and so, but
he did like a weird I like girls thing. And now, is Olivia Munn, are you pushing in one direction? Like, I got to date somebody really hot now because people are saying this? Or is it, hey, you know, it's Olivia Munn.
Right? Brady Anderson do that when he was playing for the Orioles too?
And Jeff Garcia always dated playmates.
Yep, yep. But hey, more power to him.
Good work, buddy.
Good work. Good work. All right. NPH discussed with Moonves.
Les Moonves. Yes. CBS.
As late night or late, late host. NPH Neil Patrick Harris.
Yep.
I don't think that's a good move.
Well, here's what happened is the CBS upfronts were today.
Which are much ado about nothing, but continue.
Yeah, yeah. NBC did them the other day. I think ABC is probably set for tomorrow.
Yep, it's the week.
Yeah. So Neil Patrick Harris was interviewed. He said that he talked to Les Moonves, and basically, without saying it, but he said he discussed with me if I wanted late night, it could have been mine. And I didn't, or late night. I could either have done the 11:30 or 12:30, but I didn't want to do them. I want something more like a variety show.
Right.
So he said he doesn't like the format of like being
a late night talk show.
Exactly. He doesn't think that would work for him. Yep. I think that's a good move by him not to be a part of that because,
I think it'd be a waste of his talent.
Sure.
I really do. I think the guy is so talented. I can see where he would have the discussion.
Yeah.
He's such a big star, but you need... Yeah, it's a waste of his time.
Have they given a late host yet? I know that Craig Ferguson's stepping down. Have they announced who his replacement's going
to
be?
They have not yet. That is up for grabs. I was sad to see him go because I'm... Okay, full disclosure, I'm rarely ever up that late, but when I do, he is hilarious.
His monologues are the best.
And you know,
he does
the
best monologues of
the story
anybody.
About his monologue. They're not written.
Yeah, he just goes up
and riffs, and the monologue ends when he runs out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it could be that the monologue is 2 minutes. It could be it's going to go 10 minutes before your commercial break.
Yeah.
And he's had some amazing, if you look up on YouTube his monologues. He's had some of the best monologues out there. I will say he's gone a little bit out there with his characters that he's added to the show, inanimate objects that he talks to on the show. But I really liked him. I thought he was a creative guy for that time slot. He's not going to go with the formula at all. He's going to do his own thing, what makes him comfortable. So I'm sorry that they're losing him. It makes sense. I understand that he probably was a little slighted that he didn't get offered Letterman's spot.
And they're going to bring in a name. There's guys, you know, who I'm surprised has not landed on his feet is John Henson.
Oh, that's been, well, he's been doing, I feel like now he's in purgatory. He's in that game
Splash
show.
Splash or whatever.
Yeah,
it
he's
is.
On a game show now as a game show.
Because
host.
He was, I loved him as Talk Soup host.
Yeah.
I thought he was so funny and snarky and great. And then signed a big deal with, I believe it was ABC. And nothing.
Yeah, just stuck there.
So
purgatory. All right,
one
JD.
More, and then we'll hear some music.
Community is canceled.
Community is canceled. Many people stopped watching a while ago, but it lasted 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is with Community, there is discussion about it having future life on Netflix, or another format.
Yeah.
Should it?
No. I think it was fine. We touched on this a little bit last week in the six pack. But I like that there are the options now, like Netflix to pick things up. Like Crackle is starting to try to get into that game. Online's trying to get it on that game. Community had a really good first 3 seasons.
Yes.
And it had unique ideas. Dan Harmon is a very interesting individual, to say the least.
Yep.
When they lost him, when he got fired from the show for the season 4, jumps the shark. You're doing stuff now that's not really up your wheelhouse. And the guy that his whole idea it was for this is gone. So it makes sense that it loses its wheels. The 5th season, they brought him back. Great. But you also lost Donald Glover.
Chevy Chase.
It ran its course. It was one of those shows that was a great 3 season. I'm going to look at it as a 3 seasons.
It really was.
And there's some amazing shows that only go for 3 seasons. In England, all the time there are shows that only last 3 seasons that are amazing. You wish they would have lasted longer, but that's it. You just got to enjoy them. Community is one of those. Enjoy what you had and let it go. Let it die peacefully rather than trying to bring it back and into something it really didn't want to go in.
That's fair.
Yeah. JD, music this week. I'm pretty psyched about this band. This is a little... there's going to be some explicit language in this song.
What?
I know. You are always one to watch your...
Gosh gee willikers.
This song is... the band is called The Griswolds. The song is called Beware the Dog.
Not bad. At first, I kind of gave you a look. Like,
you did. You gave me a look.
I gave you a look like I gave you after I drank the Flying Jenny. It was kind of like...
Not sure where this is going. Not sure if I'm going to enjoy myself.
I'm just going to sit back and see what happens.
And?
It ended up okay. Right. I think
for the Flying Jenny and for the music.
Better for the music.
All right.
But it wasn't bad, Bobby. Mine's better. We're going to continue with headlines, and Flappy Bird flying back in August. You know, I was on with Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Flappy Bird, I never got a part of.
Flappy Bird, it just looked really, it looked like kind of a Mario Land, but you're like using your finger to flap a thing around. But the side scrolling looked like Super Mario kind of,
okay,
the world that it was in.
Yep.
I never got down with it.
Okay.
A lot of people did, to the point where people were selling their phones on eBay for thousands of dollars.
Because the guy stopped.
Because the guy stopped. Do you think all those people that were selling the Flappy Birds now are like, crap, Martha, throw everything we got up on eBay. It's coming back in August. We can't partition this out.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so the guy said he's coming back.
Why did he stop?
He stopped. I think he got a little frazzled over the whole thing. He said that he didn't want to make something that was so terribly addictive that he felt bad. Dude was making
bank.
Apparently like $50,000 a week in advertising revenue from this thing.
Wow.
But he said it's coming back. Dong Nguyen is his name.
Of course it is.
I probably pronounced that horribly. There's going to be multiplayer functioning to it, and it's going to be less addictive, is what he said. How many people have created a video game and said, don't worry, it's not going to be that good? Like, when they're releasing it, hey, we're coming back with our game. It's not going to be that good, so don't sweat it.
So, Flappy.
Yeah.
Was created by Dong.
Flappy was created by Dong.
Okay,
our last call one stop away, by the way. This is still the headlines that we're getting to. JD, LeBron James, I'm assuming.
Yes.
May
Do you know
sit
other
out.
LeBrons?
I don't know any other LeBrons.
Okay,
I'm
going to
say this right now. LeBron may sit out 2014 and 2015.
Because
is this accurate?
Clippers owner.
Ah.
If he is still in ownership, Sterling.
Yeah.
If he is still in ownership, he said he is considering sitting out next season in protest.
Hmm.
Now, he's kind of taken a step back from that stance.
Yeah.
But it's out there. And other players have commented that they may join in that.
Yeah, I think as many players as possible should say that, because they need to put pressure to get him out of the league as fast as possible.
Do you think it's good enough for him to be out of the league and his family still owns it? Or do you think there needs to be a total new ownership?
I think you need to get new ownership in there. I think that's where you're going to see the big fight, is getting his wife out of there.
Because in California, it's... I believe the law is, no matter what, it's split down the middle.
Well, but then you look at the NBA bylaws, and their bylaws indicate that if you get rid of the majority owner, the minority owners are out as well.
Oh.
So
how would you like to be a minority owner in the Clippers right now? You're like,
if you're
riding
like,
high, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we own an NBA. Oh my goodness, things are gone. What did he say? What?
Oh.
For real? What, they recorded it? Ooh. Can I sell them?
I think you're trying to, yeah, you're distancing yourself from that minority ownership as much as possible. Like, hey, James, don't you own like a part of the Clippers?
No, actually, I
always see you at the box.
No, I go. I own a bunch of Circle K's.
Oh, is that, are you sure? Because I thought you talked about being a really big Clippers guy.
No, I was going to buy a Clipper ship. With some of my Circle K money.
Circle K money.
But, yeah. But no, I don't. No, it's no worries. No worries. All right. Steve Kerr, Warriors coach, Stockton being discussed as a Jazz coach. You know, it's always weird when players you grew up watching and idolizing are now in ownership positions, in coaching positions, in front office positions, because in your mind, they're still that player.
Do you think right now all of the white point guards from the 90s are all like sitting by their phones? Like,
Jeff Hornacek,
it's happening right
now. Sitting back
like,
right now.
Paxson is the VP of the Bulls. All right. Kerr just got a job. Stockton is being discussed. Like, they're sitting there going, all right, honey, I know you like to have cell phone ringers off at night, but seriously, shit is happening right now for us white guys, our white point guards. we're really going places right now.
Jeff Hornacek is sitting by his rotary dial phone in Utah. Come on, buddy. Come on. We talked last
John
week.
John Crotty. He's very excited.
Scott Skiles is already part of the stuff.
That's right.
Fathered more kids than anybody else in NBA history. Steve Kerr, though, we talked about it last week, how he's being courted. And it was an interesting courtship.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd end up with the Warriors. I really didn't.
They kind of came in at the last minute, man.
They did. But yeah, and I see Kerr as a coach.
Yeah.
I don't see Stockton as a coach.
No.
I see Stockton as a Bill Laimbeer type. Now, Laimbeer coached in the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
But just not respected.
Yeah.
He wasn't respected in the NBA because he was considered a dirty player.
Yeah, he was considered one of the dirtiest players, yeah.
And I hope Stockton, if he does coach, he doesn't go and coach the Jazz because I think that ruins a legacy. I think Magic Johnson...
If he doesn't win.
I think Magic Johnson learned that with the Lakers early. He's like, I did this for... I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting seeing all these old players come back
all
in.
All of a sudden, their names are coming up.
You know, hey, you know, just go to the ABA. Yeah, or not the NBA. The CBA. Not CBA.
The Developmental League? The NBA?
No, not the NBA. The
WNBA?
No, like the Sioux Falls Skyforce and those type where Phil Jackson came from.
Yeah.
And get there. Wow, ABA? Where did I come from?
I don't know.
That?
Yeah.
No, bring the Sioux Falls Skyforce.
Sioux Falls Skyforce? your next head coach is ABA. Out there.
I can't believe I said ABA.
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and earlier tonight you were dating yourself with other reference. What's going
abacus.
On here?
I said abacus earlier, and
ABA abacus. You know that AFL NFL merger, I think, is really going to work out in the long run.
I'm still holding out for the World League of American Football. Bring that waffle.
I think Donald Trump. I just think Donald Trump might.
Amsterdam Emeralds were awesome.
We have the first picture is out there.
Yes.
Ben Affleck is the Dark Knight.
Have you seen this?
I have. And the Batmobile.
Well, as Batman.
Yeah.
They don't call him the Dark Knight.
Well, as Batman.
He looks jacked. It's a muscle suit instead of an armor
he
suit.
He does.
Like
I've
Bale
never
had.
Seen Ben Affleck looking that jacked before.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's the suit. but with Christian Bale, they went with armor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went back to like the skin tight jacked, but small bad ears like Adam West had in the TV show. I'm not going to lie. I got excited. I was like, this looks awesome. Because who he's playing in this movie is an older Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in retirement type of thing. Forced to come back. But, downtrodden over the years of fighting crime.
Yeah.
People have opinions about Ben Affleck playing this. But the first picture on it, I got geeked up.
Say what you will about Affleck.
Argo
and,
was awesome.
And a lot has been said. He's done a phenomenal job. The past 5 years of his career have been outstanding.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, it makes
the movies he's done, The Town, Argo.
I forgot about The Town.
The Town, yeah, phenomenal. Like, he's done a lot of great work. Reindeer Games is not what defines him right now.
What about Geely?
That's what it was. Like, for a long time, Geely.
Daredevil.
Reindeer Games.
Daredevil.
There was a lot of bad ones. Mallrats, he was great in. It
was
the
not
one
great
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl was bad.
Was terrible. So there was a stretch there where he had some bad times, but he came back.
Yes.
And he's had some great run of movies. I like what they're doing with releasing. They got to do some teases because there was so much negative attention about it. Yeah.
This is coming out.
There's so much negative attention about it. You had to do that for him. And I think that's a good effort. I like where it's headed right now. We've got a slow release, slow build for Ben.
Very excited. Very excited. Well, it's time for my music, and I pimped this earlier in the show. Very excited. The group is called Kill It Kid. Have you heard of this group?
No.
Out of England. They had an album out in 2011, and they have a new one coming out, I believe it's in July. But they had the first single from it come out today. Really great stuff. This song's a little harder than some of their others, but they have some Southern rock in there. Just all in all, great, great new band. Kill It Kid, the song is called I'll Be the First.
I'll be the first. I'll be number two. I'll be the third and the fourth. Love it to you, cause John sent me here to find you. No, I got enough. Love it for you. I built you for power. I found you.
I really like how it does have that Rage Against the Machine kind of guitar in that. But I also had Bobby listen to off air a song from a 2011 release. The song is called Wild and Wasted Waters. I give it a shot.
A good bluesy.
It's bluesy. Hard it's rock not song. As hard as this.
Yeah.
But really talented band. And I'd love to see them hit it big. So, Bobby, in lieu of a six pack this week, we got a game.
You've written a game show.
I have written a game show. I've written two game shows. The first game show didn't fly, but I gave it to you anyway, off air.
The network turned it down, is what you're saying.
And you did okay with that one.
I did okay off the air with that one.
This one I think you're going to have a little more trouble with.
I hope that you brought it better with the second one, because...
It is brought in.
All right.
It is brought in.
All right. Are you doing a voice already?
I'm not going to do a voice.
Okay, thank you.
I might do a game show voice, but...
That's your game show voice right there.
Bobby, the Braves are getting a new stadium. The Vikings are getting a new stadium.
Yep.
They're going to renovate Wrigley Field.
We're talking stadiums here right now. Okay.
Stadiums? I want you to tell me, are these the names of real stadiums?
Ooh. Who are they?
Ooh. Or are they ones that I made up? I have a list of them here. Not a long list, but it'll be fun. Pizza Hut Park.
That's probably a stadium.
It is in Texas.
Okay.
It is for the FC Dallas MLS team. I thought you would know this one.
MLS.
Pickering Pitch.
That sounds like a real stadium.
It is made up. It is a made up out of my noggin.
Where is that made up stadium exist?
To me?
Yeah.
That made up stadium, oddly enough, you would think somewhere in maybe Edinburgh?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, Scotland or England, yeah.
Yeah, you think that. No, Dayton.
Dayton, Ohio. All right.
Whataburger Field.
Whataburger. Whataburger's a great product.
It is.
I'm going to say it's probably a field, maybe a minor league ballpark in Texas.
It is a minor league ballpark in Texas. Ding, hey! Ding, ding. So what are you now? 2-1.
2-1.
All right. SportsDirect.com at St. James Park Stadium.
That's too good to be true. I'm going to say that's one that you made up.
In Newcastle, England is where this stadium is. Yes. Wankdorf Stadium.
Wankdorf Stadium. Dorf on golf does not have his own stadium. I'm going to say this is made up.
Bern, Switzerland.
That's a real stadium.
It is a real stadium.
I am now 2-3.
All right. Mitsubishi Forklift Stadium.
All right, that's made up.
It is in Almere, Netherlands.
There's a Mitsubishi Forklift Stadium?
Forklift Stadium.
Did you make up any of these?
Helvetica Hippodrome.
All right, I'm going to say this is made up. One, because that's a font. And two, because I've gone so long without you making one up.
It is made up.
All right, thank goodness.
Arnold Schwarzenegger Stadium.
The Schwartz, if he did have one, it would be in Germany. And I don't think they would give him one. So no, that's made up.
It is a stadium in Graz, Austria.
Austria.
Yes, yes. Hunky Dory's Park.
Hunky Dory's Park. This is a made-up stadium.
It is a real stadium in Drogheda, Ireland. Boy, you're not doing well. You
is that like a David Bowie themed stadium right there, Hunky Dory?
It should be. Are you how you doing over there?
I am 3-6. Right. I thought I knew your mind a little better. Wow. But apparently, I do.
U.S. Payday Loans Arena.
I hate to say this. Is this a real stadium?
It is made up. It is. Bargain Booze Stadium.
Bargain Booze Stadium. You made that one up.
In Norwich, England, is Bargain Booze Stadium.
How do these places exist? Why don't we have a stadium right now, JD? If all these stadiums exist, I feel like there should be a 20 minutes and 2 beers in stadium.
There should be.
A 2 beers in.
2 beers in stadium, yes. Kit Kat Crescent.
Kit Kat Crescent. That's a real stadium.
In York, England, it is a real stadium. Right,
I'm trying a different strategy now.
You had a strategy?
I don't know.
Caterpillar Tractor Park.
Caterpillar Tractor Park is real.
It is made up in my brain.
New strategy has failed already.
I know. Middle Fart Stadium.
Come on. Middle Fart? Middle Fart. Can I get it that in a sentence?
I'm going to go see a sporting event at Middle Fart Stadium.
Can I get a spelling on fart?
F-A-R-T.
That's a real stadium?
Is that an answer? That sounded like a question.
That's a real stadium? That's a real stadium.
It is in Middle Fart, Denmark.
Poor Middle Fart, Denmark. Do you really want the pride of Middle Fart? We're the pride of Middle Fart, Denmark.
Oh, Middle Fart. Hodo Modo Field.
Hodo Modo.
Hodo Modo Field.
Hodor. I'm going to say that is a made-up field.
It's a real field in Kobe, Japan. Yes. It was actually called Yahoo Baseball Stadium between 2003 and 2004.
Very exciting.
Gaylord Entertainment Center.
Gaylord Entertainment Center is a made-up stadium existing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Nashville, USA. It was renamed the more acceptable Bridgestone Arena. I was there just days ago. The Dripping Pan.
The Dripping Pan. That's it. It's not like Dripping Pan Arena or...
Yeah.
Real stadium? Real stadium.
Okay, I was going to say, you got to be real. Definitive. It is a real stadium in Lewes, England. The East Sussex Ground had been named the Dripping Pan since it was opened in 1885. Waldo Stadium.
Where is he in the stadium? I'm going to say that's made up.
That's the Western Michigan Football Stadium.
Frick.
And last one, Strawberry Stadium.
Made up.
That is the stadium for Southeastern Louisiana.
You didn't have to do much. You didn't have to make up too many
of
these.
How did you do here, Bobby? What's your final tally?
I was 6-13.
Oh, wow.
6 right, 13 wrong. I'm getting relegated. If we're in the EPL, I'm getting relegated on this one.
You should. Yeah. Wow. I'm glad I went with this game instead of the other one because you did a lot worse on this one.
Yeah.
So anyway, That brings us close to stadium. When we come back, last call, one stop away. By the way, we're nearing the station. I said stadium. I had stadium on the brain.
Stadium on the brain. That's all right, buddy.
All right.
So LeVar Arrington, one of the great linebackers in the NFL, Redskins great.
Yes.
Actually confirmed Redskins great because he was named as one of the 80 greatest
okay.
Redskins of all time in 2012. All right?
I'm hearing you.
There were 70 in 2002, then they added 10 more in 2012. He was one of those. So he's now retired. He has a tackling camp where he's teaching kids how to play football. So he put up a flyer with his image on it, a flyer for his camp. And he also said, you know, sign up today, learn how to tackle from a Redskin great.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely. You'd think that's a good way to,
yep.
You're marketing your camp. And you're also giving a shout out to the Redskins, which you're a Redskin great. Redskins sent him a cease and desist letter.
Are you kidding me?
No. Well, it's Dan Snyder. We should be surprised by him. He sent a cease and desist saying the flyer for his tackling camps that refers to him as a Redskins great and includes a photo of him in the Redskins uniform is inappropriate, and he cannot be using that anymore for his tackling camp.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, how many players have we seen that, like, do you ever see them, like, blur out the Bears, or the Bears stuff for Butkus?
Never.
Yeah.
And he's one that your team touts as one of the greatest assets we've ever had that made us a tremendous organization is him, but you're not letting him do the reverse side of that, which is, I'm hosting a football camp, come to my football camp.
Yeah, and you know what? These young kids are going to say, Redskins. Oh, this guy's great. And then they may be Redskins fans.
Yeah, maybe. Because you know what's not getting them to be Redskins fans?
Dan Snyder.
And winning only 3 games. And that's what LeVar Arrington was on the radio. And he joked that using the Redskins name might not help his attendance. They won 3 games last year, man. He said, I mean, it's not like saying Redskins great is going to sell out my camp. I mean, we didn't win very many games when I was there, so I just thought I was doing them a favor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dan Snyder. Come on, buddy.
Well, remember, he was the first to charge for training camp. Mm. I mean, bad to worse. Bobby, mine happens in China. A diner at a restaurant in Anhui Province, China, was surprised by his calamari. And he was surprised after chewing it what happened next.
Oh.
The customer, Mai Lang, took a closer look at his seafood dish and noticed it tasted rubbery and discovered a contraceptive in his dish.
Oh.
Her dish. After she alerted staff about the condom in her cuisine, owner Yi Zi Tang came over. Now, imagine, this is a quote from the woman, the customer. Imagine my horror when I turned it over with my fork and it turned out be a condom. It was disgusting. My first horrific thought was, is it used? Now, Zing Tang, the owner, then allegedly accused Lang of planting the prophylactic to get a free meal.
Are you kidding me?
And then Zing Tang swallowed a portion of the rubber. Yes, swallowed it. His quote, they said if I ate the condom, they would leave the matter, so I swallowed it. Lang may sue the restaurant now.
What? What?
Yes. You know, there's one thing to say. Oh, my. I have no idea how that happened. I'm so sorry. I'll pay for your meal. I come again. Here's a voucher to come again. And another thing. Nope. You put it in there. You lie. I'll eat it and prove it.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. Who ate the condom?
The owner of the restaurant. Because the woman, Lang, he said she planted it.
Yeah.
And Z Tang, the owner, said, if I ate the condom, they would leave the matter, so I swallowed the condom. I swallowed it.
What?
I ate it.
That is horrifying.
It is.
And that is really rubbery calamari. I'm a little nervous about calamari now.
Oh, you know what?
Although that's a pretty noticeable thing. Oh. And you would think it's easy to figure out if it's planted or not because it's been in a deep fryer. So
right.
You'd think right off the bat.
No, I saw a picture, and I don't know if this was a stage picture or the real picture of it. I'm going to say it was staged because it's pretty obvious it was in there. But my goodness, how disgusting. How disgusting.
I'm not going to go to that restaurant the next time I'm in that province.
I'm going to order pizza. I'm ordering pizza. So, well, that brings us close to the station.
That brings us into the station.
Only close to the stadium.
And close to the stadium. Close to the stadium.
But it's been a fun podcast, and don't forget to hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, @2beersin, that's @2beersin. You can also follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook.
Yes.
And send us emails at, what's our email?
20minutes2beersin, the number 20, the number 2, no ands and in there, 20minutes2beersin @gmail.com.
That's a lot of information. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
It's not bad.